Ooh. If you can hear me, give me a 100 emote. Oh, I see. Kikiriki, hello, good evening, everybody. This is Kiwawa. I'm just here to say goodbye or good night before I sleep. If I can sleep, hopefully I can. Hello, Kikiriki. You guys can use hashtag KFP. Let me see. Oh shh. Hashtag KFP. Because all I brought is my phone, so I can't turn on the chat now that we had before the YouTube chat. So feel free to spam hashtag KFP. No problem. So sorry that I'm not streaming alone, solo streams much the past 4 or 5 days. I will be back in Japan very soon. And we've been having so many like dance lessons and stuff, right? But I think I'm pretty much done with all of that. Yeah, I don't really expect. Huh? Oh, they're automatically marked with KFP? Oh, really? Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't really expect much more. Let me think. Yeah, no, I think lessons are done. I have to do some. What? One request to speak. Who the fuck wants to speak? How do I see? Who? One request to speak. Who the fuck? Who? Who sends the request to speak? Nani? Oh well. What was I saying? I am. Yeah, I don't think that there will be much more. I think next week I can squeeze in at least one Fire Emblem stream. I'm probably off collab with Kawaiopi. I need to get the sock puppets out of the way because I don't know when they want me to give them my sock puppets for preparing them to like showcase them. Oh, my sock puppets are gonna be famous. Oh, yeah, I don't know when I need them, but it's probably early. The earlier the better. So I'm gonna get that stream out of the way first. Oh, the weather has been okay. Hot but okay. I was wearing a t-shirt from Wayne that I borrowed. And I tried on something, what do you call it again? Something with batik. Batik. It was nice. It was, yeah, an experience. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. So, anyway, Yeah, to be honest, I wish I could stream normally too at the moment, but I feel like, the next month, end of March, starting from end of March, April, May, etc. For now, I don't have clear plans for traveling anywhere, and during those times, it will probably be no off collab. So then it'll be like, oh, lonely, lonely. So while I'm here, in Japan or in Indonesia, I want to make use of my time. The ear piercing off collab. I feel like, it would be really funny, but I don't know if I'm maybe too much of a chicken to do that for real. Although I've heard and I believe that Corona knows how to pierce ears. Could that be true? So if she's done it before, then I would trust her to do it. Callie was alluding to a concert watch along. Eh? I don't know any about anything like that. No. Movie night before you. Oh yeah, I said one of the things I want to do is a watch along with the girls in the EN house. Yeah. Is that? Oh wait, now I read the whole thing. Suisei concert watch. No. Not planning that. Yeah. So engage next week, and brain slow, brain slow. Fire Emblem engage, and what did I say? A Cali off collab maybe. And besides that, I don't know. maybe I should play Slay the Spire again. Cause I want to do some normal streams, I want to do some normal streams. Not only cause I know some of you guys are like, Kiwawa, please. Where are you, Kiwawa? Where's my Kiwawa? Which is in theory is so sweet, but it's like I feel really bad. It makes me feel really bad and really pressured and stressed out about not being able to do things like as usual. Which I'm sorry about. A spot on impression. Yeah, Slay the Spire. Still need to Slay the Spire. So maybe if I don't forget, I'll put that into next week. Yeah. Lord of the Rings. Oh, Gura told me. I think it was right before the stream, not on stream. Unless I'm wrong. Correct me if you actually know this already. But she told me that, a few days ago or so, she watched Lord of the Rings, extended edition super recently. And I'm like, what? Let's go! I was so happy hearing that. So she just watched it recently, so I don't think I would choose that as a watch along. But then I asked her if she wants to, if she watched Rings of Power yet, and I said I'm just asking because it's got bad reputation, but I feel like if you're a fan, you should still watch it because I mean it's better than nothing. And she didn't watch it yet, but she seemed to agree with me, Better than nothing. She didn't watch it though. Yeah. Thank you, guys. Chihuahua di mana? That's the only thing I remember. Almost the only thing. I only remember kucing and di mana. And, well, you know, terima kasih. And, selamat. And so on, like the greetings. Yeah, that's it. And aku, I think, is me. If I say aku sayang kucing something, means I like cats, I think. But besides that, I forgot everything. Big project month, anyway. Buzz, no ways, but it's quite an experience for Buzz. Yeah, it was a big project month, and yeah, I. As I said, at least I'm like, in terms of preparation for my 3D showcase, I would say I'm done. I'm done. You know, I did like rehearsal. And you know how in 3D showcases, there's like, for example, for transition, transition moments, you know how there's usually like some videos for that too. So I recorded that already because you know it has to be prepared beforehand. Yeah, and you know because of scheduling reasons, some things may or may not be pre-recorded. That actually helps me because I'm nervous. I've been using Dimana a lot though. Kubo talked about it? What, in her Apex thingy? Did she talk about it? Oh, I need to watch that afterwards. Kubo was so cute. Kubo prays here in Indonesian, all you can say is "Dogo." But when I did use it, they were impressed. Why is it two requests to speak now? As if there's no holo member requesting to speak, then you're not getting the chance. No way. From 1 to 10 Kusugaki levels, how is Kobo in IRL? You know, the first I don't want to tell all of this because I want to say it on stream. I guess I'll just repeat myself, but. When I saw her, I was like shocked. I expected something else. I did not think that she would be this cute, IRL. She's so cute. Of course, you know, of course she looks exactly like what she looks like on her streams, of course, you know. But so cute, so cute, and so small. I feel like I could like break her into pieces by accident. But yeah, she's so cute. I kept on telling her, "You're so cute, Kobo," and then she would be like super shy and look to the side. She wouldn't be able to look into my eye, especially in the beginning. She was like so shy in the first few minutes, or like the first hour or so. She was so shy towards me. But she was so cute, and then she always looks away and she's like, no, you're so cute. And she was proud of her nails, because I was like, I looked at her and I said, damn girl, you got some fancy cute nails. I'm like, do you always do your nails? And she said, no, this is the first time. Yeah, so it's actually not so much her thing, I guess. Just like me, for real, for real. So very, very cute Kubo-chan. Gura said during the off collab that she wants to see the next Lord of the Rings when you brought up a watch on, so she might only have seen Fellowship of the Ring? What? She said it like that, the next Lord of the Rings? Interesting. Can only imagine how exhausted you must be. Well, now I can kind of tell you, I was practicing for my solo, right? For my 3D showcase, but I was also practicing for, together with Myth. So, it's quite a lot. Did Kobo show her Kusukake? Was she sweet? She was. She was funny. She was cute. She was a little bit Kusogaki. Oh, she was so cute, though. The whole time, we were together today. Well, like, kind of like half a day. We got to eat some stuff together. It was yummy. We saw like a. No, I should keep some of my stories. Don't get all these stories out of me. Oh, Pobo in shambles. Oh no. Yeah, golden on me. It do be like that. I just feel like, it's also just so much safer for the first time doing something like this. It's just safer to do it like that because, I also like I forgot a lot of my own choreo and I realized it then. I'm like, when I was re rehearsing, I was like, ah, damn, I forgot so much. Oof, oof, big oof. So I had to practice and yeah. Repractice a lot. Tomorrow I'm meeting a lot more girls and having a off collab with Oli, Muna, and Kubo. Oli, Muna, Kubo, and we're going to play a game on Muna channel. Yay. Did you say anything about her bag? Yes, I did. Yeah, I saw that she. It was even the same or a very similar bag to the one from the Holo bags. And I was like, I was starting to roast her. Yeah, she actually does bring that bag along. The fanny pack. Unbelievable. Talked about you quickly before Apex started. Aww, she's so cute. I love her. I love her. I'm so happy I'm seeing her again tomorrow. Tomorrow? Speaking of tomorrow, Ina, or today for some, or actually it's also past midnight now, so it's today Ina's 3D showcase. So guys, check it out. She's the first one. And I'm the second one. But let's start with Inya and support her, okay? Inya. Inya. I've been watching her also do her rehearsal. Like the other day, I was like, I had a really long, busy day. Oh, it was before. Never mind. I'm not gonna say details, but I had a busy long day. But I had to eat like some dinner, and I could have eaten it alone. But I was like, I know Ina is doing rehearsal right now, so maybe I can come over and eat dinner there while watching her, because With her, I felt like she would be fine if I would just come over to chill and watch her. Because we're myth, we're one generation, so I think in between gen mates, it's no problem. So, yeah, I came over and I got my food and I was watching her doing her thing. I'm so proud the whole time. I'm so proud of Inya. You have no idea, guys. Yeah. So, I cannot say anything, but judging by the rehearsal, it's gonna be great. That's all I can say. And my food arrived warmish. Not hot, not cold. Warmish. We heard the prank. Yeah. Yeah, I know. Nenechi told the prank. You guys don't even know. And it's not even everything. I don't know. Maybe you guys also saw the clip from Nenechi where she talked about how she got pranked by Inya. But I will say I was a big support role in that because the reason why Ina was there in the first place is she asked me, she looked at my schedule and she saw that I was there. I was gonna be there. And I'm gonna. I'll tell this story another time. You didn't watch the clip? Well, you don't have to because I'll tell you the full story. I always tell the stories in the most detailed way, you know that. Yeah, no, I gave basically Ina only came because of me. But I'll tell you more about that another time. But I knew about her plan. Yeah, I knew about her plan and I only tell you this thing, this part, this beginning. Like, I knew it was about to go down. So, me and Nenity walked into a room where there was Genma and Ina. And I was like, I wasn't quite like mentally ready yet for the moment. 'Cause I don't know. So out of reflex, I was gonna say Ina. Hi, Ina. But I stopped myself at E. So it was not noticed. I said, hi, E. And then I changed and I switched and I was like, and I just tried to, out of nowhere, think of the first kind of like staff member sounding Japanese name that I could think of. So I said, Mori-san. That's Callie's last name, Kusa. So I said, oh, Mori-san, otsukaresama desu. I said in Japanese, like, oh, the long day, haha. And then Nenichi was like, kind of like, huh? What? And then Ina introduces herself. Wayne just messaged me. Oh, I'll end it soon. Good night. Wayne messaged me. Sent me good night message. What was I saying? Well, I didn't want to tell you more about this anyway. I wanted to. I wanted to. Tell us to pick one a story too. There's absolutely nothing worth telling. But I think I can tell it now. I met Pekura-senpai a while ago, but it was so awkward and so it was unexpected, you know? It came out of nowhere. It was so awkward, and I do not want to relive that moment. I don't want to think about it. I wish I could undo it. I want to redo that whole thing. It was terrible. I think probably Pekura-senpai's impression of me is now a million times worse because I was awkward. I was so awkward. Oh man. Basically, I was greeting Marin-senpai. I'm gonna tell you the story now, and then I'm gonna go. I was greeting Marin-senpai, and I'm like, "Ah, Marin-senpai!" I was like super excited, right? I was super like, "Wah, wah, wah, let's go, go!" And like jumping around, and then she was also jumping around and like happy and excited, right? And then she points to the person next to her and says, "Piccolo, Piccolo," and I'm like, I freeze in that moment. I freeze and I'm like, "What the fuck?" I did not know that she was gonna be there. I'm like, so immediately I stutter and I turn silent and I'm like, and so she asks me what I'm doing here and I said, oh, I'm just like here to record some vocals for something over there. And she's like, oh, naruhodo, naruhodo, peko. And I realize that this is incredibly awkward for me. So I said, "Oshitsureshimasu," and I left the room immediately. I said, "Oh, sorry. I'm gonna leave." Like really politely, I said really politely, and then just left the room. So basically, there was no conversation. Can you believe it? I meet her and I absolutely ruined everything. I didn't want to like fangirl over her, and I did not know how to deal with the situation because I didn't know I would see her, so I didn't want to like be there and give her a bad impression, so I thought maybe the best choice is to leave, but I feel like that might have been bad too. I thought better than to embarrass myself, I just leave. But in hindsight, after leaving, you know, I went back to my room and I sat down and I was like face palming and I'm like, what the fuck just happened? That was so awkward. Yeah, I totally spilled my spaghetti. It was so bad. I never came back. I just locked myself into my room, and then eventually, when I was like done, I saw that they were gone. So, yeah. Yeah, I wish I could have mentally prepared, man. I don't know if I can ever face her ever again. Oh, eh, no, I can't. I can't.
talk to her about it. I don't want to be weird. I don't want to make it worse. I'm so awkward. Well, yeah. So, yeah. Was so weird too because I was like so like excited because of Marin Senpai, like seeing her there, just seeing a familiar face. I was like, woo! I was like jumping and so excited, and then the moment she says, "Ah, Piccolo, Piccolo," I'm like, shoot, suddenly silenced and frozen into a snowman and awkward and embarrassed and shy. It's like, oh man. Think she's gonna laugh about it? I don't know, man. I don't know. Why am I like this, huh? Why am I like this? No, I don't wanna force anything with her. I don't wanna be like pushy, so I'm not gonna ask her for anything. No. No. I don't want her to feel like obligated or so to like be polite and therefore needing to accept, you know. Don't know. It's okay. You know, as far as I know, you know, there's other whole life members, right, who have like maybe some like spaghetti spilling moments too. I'm not the only one, right? So it do be like that sometimes. I cannot blame cave people being shy. Well, I would never blame you guys for that. I just wish I could make it easier for you guys. Yeah, I wonder if maybe for her it wasn't such a big deal. I really wonder how it came across to her. I think I messaged Marin Senpai after that. I was like, wasn't that like extremely awkward? I'm so sorry. This was terrible. I think she said it was okay, but I don't know. No, she was laughing, I think, probably. Anyway, I'm gonna go now. I have to sleep. ごめんなさい。もう終わります。眠いっていうか寝なきゃ。ちょっとね、脱線。ペコラ先輩に会ってめちゃくちゃ恥ずかしい。空気になってしまったっていう話でした。のと、インドネシアを楽しんでますという話です。Yeah. So, next week, back to normal streaming. Soon TM. Yeah. Okay, so wait for me. Okay, thank you for watching, listening. It's another stream. Ah, Muna! Muna, I was about to go to sleep. See you tomorrow, Muna. Of collabo. Good night. Bye-bye. She came at the very end. Bye-bye.